Welcome to By Kids, For Kids Bible Story, produced by Audio Visual Education in partnership with BibleForChildren.org. You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids Bible Story for free. Just search for us on iTunes. It's easy. Joshua takes charge. Moses was dead. Joshua knew God had now chosen him to lead the Israelites. Before Joshua prepared his army, he had to prepare himself. God promised Joshua,
"You will achieve victory and prosperity in the promised land if your people always obey my word."
The Israelites promised to follow Joshua and always obey God's word. Wisely, the new leader sent spies into Canaan to study the defenses of the great city of Jericho. Israel's first battle would be fought there. Somebody told the king of Jericho,
"There are spies in town. Send your soldiers to find them."
The search began at Rahab's house, where the men were staying. The soldiers banged roughly on her door. Quickly, Rahab hid the men under some flax. When the soldiers left, Rahab used a scarlet cord to lower the men down safely outside the city wall. Why did she help the spies, I hear you ask? Because she knew God was with them. She wanted God to spare her life. The spies promised to save Rahab and her family. Before reaching Jericho, the Israelites had to cross the Jordan River into Canaan, the promised land. But there was no bridge. How would the people cross? God told Joshua,
"The priests must lead the soldiers and people, carrying the ark which holds the Ten Commandments."
When the priests' feet touched the river's edge, God made a miracle. God made a dry path right through the water. After all the people had crossed safely, they placed 12 big stones in the riverbed and another 12 stones on Canaan's riverbank. These were reminders to help the people teach their children about God's great power and love. Jericho had strong, thick walls. As Joshua planned his attack, God sent the captain of his army from heaven to remind Israel's new leader that God wins the battle for his people. God told Joshua how to attack Jericho. It was a very strange plan.
"Your people must march around the city once a day for 6 days, and 7 times on the seventh day. Then blow trumpets and shout, and the city walls will fall down flat."
Joshua and his army did just as God had commanded. Perhaps the people in Jericho laughed at them. But after the seventh march, on the seventh day, the priest blew the ram's horn. And just as God had promised, the great walls of Jericho crumbled. Only Rahab's house in the wall was safe. She had left the scarlet cord hanging from the window. Quickly, Joshua's men rescued Rahab and her family. Then Jericho was destroyed, as God commanded. Solemnly, Joshua dedicated Jericho's gold, silver, and treasures to God's service. Then he placed a curse upon anyone who would rebuild the wicked city. Soon, everybody in Canaan heard how Joshua defeated Jericho. They knew that God was with his people.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
By Kids, For Kids Bible Stories,
produced by Audio Visual Education
in partnership with BibleForChildren.org. You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids Bible Stories for free.
Just search for us on iTunes. You can also rate us on iTunes.
It really makes a big difference
and will help us to bring you more stories.